Well, good evening, folks. I think I have just stolen the lock on the DS106. I hope I have. Yep. Sounds like I have. It will take me a couple of minutes to get myself organised. I may drop out and in a couple of times. I'm just having a wee look. The idea is for me just to have a wee shot at this and to cover some of bits and pieces in DS106. You may have noticed a slight change of tone from some of the more usual DS106 folks. I'm just going to take my headphones out so I don't hear myself anymore. And I'm going to put a wee tweet out in a minute. I see Cog Dog's just done that. If the unlikely event you would like to join me at some point tonight, if you DM me at John Johnson on Twitter, a Skype name, we can try and do that. I'd just like to spend a wee minute, maybe 15 minutes or so, or 10 minutes, talking about my experiences at DS106 so far. I've not been in DS106 all that long, but I've watched it for quite a long time. The first time I went on DS106 was, I think, in January 2011, and I've not taken it as a full-time student at the University of Mary Washington or anything else. But when I was looking, and I'm just going to have a wee look again at the week one headless course here, I saw a couple of things. I saw, for some reason, my name is there, probably because I put it down in a thing to give people a hand doing stuff if they're joining DS106 for the first time, and I'm happy to do so. And you can just Twitter me at John Johnson if there's something you're thinking about. And the other thing I was looking at, just the bit at the top, I'm on the headless page in DS106, and I'm looking at headless DS106 week one, are you ready for boot camp, which sounds a wee bit intimidating. And it says if you've done DS106 before, your blog setup was already done, so I've done that. And what you can do is welcome newbies and consider writing posts about your experience and or tutorials. And I thought I would start doing that, and I've kind of run short of time in the last couple of days, so I thought I would just jump on the radio and record this, and hopefully I'm just going to check. Yep, I'm archiving this in Nicecast as well, so I'll pop it on my blog as some sort of podcast. I'm not doing any fancy music or editing, I'll just have me talking, but I thought there's one or two things I thought were interesting about DS106. I can't remember the first time I saw it, but it's always looked interesting to me. I've always been excited by the things that the people who have organised DS106, Jim Groom, Al Levine, and other folk in America have been doing on their blogs and doing with DS106. I started blogging about what I did in the classroom and stuff in about 2005. I'm a primary school teacher, and I started reading other educational blogs. And hey, DS106 sort of popped up from there, and the people involved are in there. One of the first things I remember is this completely mad presentation done by Jim Groom and Tom Woodward about non-programmistan, which was the idea that we could use things like WordPress without being programmers to share and do stuff on the web. And the two of them did this. I only saw the recording, but the two of them did this in complete cod Russian accents, and it was fascinating. That the idea that they were doing something that was serious, and they were doing it with such a light touch and glee, I found very appealing. Anyway, so obviously if you're listening to this, it'd be likely that you're thinking about doing a wee bit of DS106, and I think I said I would help, so I've got some ideas that might help. There's a real great that post that's on, and I'll put a link to this in the blog post, Headless DS106 Week 1, Are You Ready for Bootcamp? Is full of just brilliant advice. I would say one of the things I would think about is, with your blog, is going for owning it yourself, having your own space. I know you can use a WordPress blog or on WordPress.com, or you can use a Tumblr or whatever, but you'll get to the point where you want to do something and you can't do it in one of these services. But if you own your own space, if you own your own domain, you can do that. And it's pretty easy to get. There's lots of hosts. I use the same web host I've been using since back in 2005. At that time, I chose him because it was the only host in Britain that was using Mac servers, and I wanted to do something on the website that was Mac servers. But it's somebody who is a small scale guy, and I trust. Other blogs I've started recently, I've been using Hippie Hosting for, which is a sort of offshoot, I guess, of DS106, and I can't sort of recommend them enough. Like the guy, Stephen at Black Knight, who I use, blackknight.co.uk, Tim Owens is kind of always there on Hippie Hosting. He will reply to emails really promptly, and he'll get stuff done really quickly. I would just go for that. It's cheap as chips. I think a domain's about 12 quid for a year. I think it's $4 a month, US dollars a month. So you're going to be able to get that. Best thing to do, I think. There's lots of other spaces you'll use in DS106. There's Flickr, there is Twitter, and this time round I think people are using Google Plus as well. Now, I found Google Plus in particular really good for chatting to people in the short term, but it is rubbish at keeping a track of what I've been doing. And I thought for a while on another MOOC I was doing that by clicking the wee plus button I was adding plus ones to these people's posts and keeping a record, the same way as I would favour a tweet in Twitter. And it didn't seem to work out like that. I can't find stuff I want. If I stick things that are important, an important part of the course to me, in my own blog, in my own space, I've always got access to it. I had a look today at the very first assignment I did for DS106, and it turned out that it had a picture in it of me without my head, and I just thought, what a coincidence. And that's the other thing I would do with DS106, is when you're doing it, there's lots of things you can do. You do the daily crates, when we talk about you a bit more of them later, and you do assignments, and how many you do is really up to you. I think there's a notional stars target sometimes for the people who do it in the University of Mary Washington. But what I've always liked is the fact that I can pick it up, I can do some, and I can drop in and out of it. But keep a track of it. Keep it in your blog, because it will come back. And look for these just wee things that connect you to something else. Riff off other people's posts. Take an idea that you get from DS106, from an assignment, and just run with it. I've lost a couple of weekends to just playing about with something that has inspired me in DS106, and I've learned an incredible amount, and it's maybe only been one assignment, and it's ended up that I'm knee-deep in JavaScript I don't understand at 2 o'clock in the morning, and it's been the best part of the course. So follow what you're excited about, and if that goes against the grain, there is nobody in DS106 that will complain, as long, I think, as you're learning, you're having fun, and you're possibly being creative. There's a few things, as a sort of shy and retiring Scots person, that are a bit hard to go over at first with DS106. There's this sort of smack talk. Jim Groom calls it smack talk, which is some sort of Americanism for humorously, aggressively talking to other people, and it's good fun. But when you see it at first, you think, oh, I don't get that. The other thing is animated GIFs. They're all over the place. When I started DS106, I thought an animated GIF was something you saw on a GeoCities website and was crap, basically. And I've discovered now that they're great. They can be used for all sorts of things. They're interesting in lots of ways, because they teach you quite a lot about different pieces of software which are useful for other things, about perhaps Photoshop, not much in my case, but they'll teach you about layers and transparency and all sorts of ideas, but they'll also teach you to look at stuff and watch stuff, and it might be real life stuff. You can GIF something that's in real life, you can make a GIF of something that's moving, or it might be a bit of video that you find, and you can start to have to look at it really carefully to see what would make an interesting GIF, and then doing that, you learn something about the story. So one rule, my first rule to myself about DS106 is, if there's something I don't like, push it back, have a wee look at it, try it, have a shot, If there's something you do like, go for it and follow it as far as you can. I was inspired by, I've been a podcaster for a reasonable length of time, and I was inspired by DS106 Radio before I even started the DS106 to start up a bit of radio. But when I started doing DS106, one of the sessions I was in, there was an audio bit, and we were working in teams, and that was really nice. You were assigned or got into a group with some people, and I got together and had a few ideas for what to do and things, and suddenly somebody says, let's do the zombie apocalypse. Now, I don't think I've seen a zombie movie. I have watched one or two episodes of zombie television things. I have never been seen the cultural fascination with zombies at that point. And I felt, oh no, I don't want to do this. And also, it was to be fictional. Now, I like talking on any subject that I know a very small amount about. But I really have not written any fiction since I was in school 30 years ago or something like that, more than 40 years ago. So I really felt uncomfortable about doing it. But I sat down and I tried and I wrote something and I recorded it. And when I listened back to it, I was really shocked. I had hair standing up in the back of my head. I thought, this is really good. I mean, it maybe isn't really good for anybody else, but it was great for me. So I learned a lot from that. And then when I worked together and put it in and sent it off for editing and with the other participants, the ideas they had, which I thought were just too difficult for me and way off, fitted in beautifully. The person that did the audio together. So that's another thing, is if you don't like something, go for it. That's a kind of ramble there on assignments. And we'll be working through our assignments doing DS106 now. That the other part is this daily create. And if you go to tdc.ds106, you'll see every day a wee daily create, which you can do. And maybe take a photograph. Those are the ones I like. And it may be doing something hard, like writing something. Or it may be making a video. And the idea with these is it can be done in 10 or 15 minutes. And a rule I try to keep to is not to spend any longer than 10 or 15 minutes in these things. But the other rule is, if you're doing them, just do a few in a row. Because I've never been doing this for points at university or anything, I feel quite happy dropping in and out of the daily create. But when I start doing it, I like to do 3 or 4 in a row, just to kind of get my eye and my mind in and be looking about it and thinking. You don't need to spend too long about it, and just follow your eye and have a wee think and play. So daily creates are really nice. And the other thing to do, which is maybe harder, is to look at everybody else's daily creates. Now, I think a good trick is not to look at the daily creates that other people have done before you post yours, if you've got a good idea, because you might see one similar and that might put you off. But if you're really stuck and it's getting near the end of the 24 hours, then it's a good idea to have a look, because you may get something you can riff off. And this idea of riffing off other people's work, some of the places would call it copying or cheating. And DS106, it's just, I think the best thing I've got out of DS106 is taking an idea that I've seen somebody else do and playing with it and iterating on it. And these can then be passed around and passed back, and some of them go on and on and on. And do the same with your own stuff. Look back through things, reuse bits of media, especially if you're using video or animating GIFs or using images. You'll find an image which you can use again and again and again, and each time you do, you'll be finding out something new or playing in a different way with it. If you're lucky, sometimes somebody will pick up a bit of work that you've done and they'll iterate on that, and that is probably the best thing, I think, out of DS106. It's great to get comments and information, feedback from other people, but to see an idea you've had be taken and improved and changed and diverted is, I think, one of the best learning experiences in DS106. I'm not sure How long? Oh, I've been broadcasting for about 15 minutes, nice cast, tell me. The other thing I meant to do earlier tonight was take some notes so that I could know what I was talking about here and have an idea of an order. But I think I've basically talked a wee bit about setting up stuff, and I would say a blog is essential, and I would highly recommend you go for one of your own rather than just picking up a Tumblr or a Blogger or a WordPress.com site. Get your own domain, get your own space. You can make it comfy as you like, and you can keep it, and you can save everything. We talked a wee bit about assignments, so I rambled a bit about assignments. And basically, I think there's two rules. Do the ones you really don't like, sometimes, and do the ones you really love a lot. And don't be frightened, I think, to just keep on doing the same one for a week and a half, or all night, if you get caught up in it, because that's when you'll learn stuff. And riff and be riffed on. Have people do your stuff, do other people's things. And talk to other folk. I've never had anybody in DS106, and I've asked for a lot of help. I've never had anybody say no. And nearly always, as was tweeted to me earlier tonight, never need permission in DS106. You're just operating in your own space, in collaboration, in a community, and a community of friends. You don't need permission. You just join in. Anyhow, I'm going to try later on to do maybe one or two more broadcasts or podcasts. I'm guessing this is quite a good time of day because nobody else in the US is wanting the mic because they're all busy doing work. It's getting to about 11:30 here in Scotland, and I'm going to just hang up. I'm at John Johnson on Twitter. I'm in Google Plus somewhere or other. My website is johnjohnson.info, /blog for my normal blog, and /106 for my DS106 blog, which at the moment has a pile of low to medium quality animated GIFs that Talkie Tina talked me into doing when I had a ball with them. I'm really looking forward to trying and doing the think hard bits in the first week and actually watch those videos and try some reflection in them. And I'm looking forward to seeing what everybody else does. So I'll just say good night.